To begin the story of Spain, indeed, to begin the story of Europe itself, one must travel not to a grand cathedral or a Roman ruin, but to a railway trench carved into a limestone hill in northern Castile. The Sierra de Arapuerca, a modest elevation near the city of Burgos, holds no dramatic peaks or sweeping vistas. What it holds instead, buried in the cool, dark chambers of its caves, is the oldest known narrative of human life in the Western continent. Here, beneath millennia of accumulated sediment, lie the bones of those who walked Iberia long before it was named Iberia, long before Celts or Carthaginians ever saw its shores. These were not yet modern humans. They were something older, stranger, and in many ways more heroic. The first Europeans. The story begins roughly 1.2 million years ago, a date that pushes the limits of human memory and forces the imagination to stretch across an almost incomprehensible expanse of time. To put this in perspective, when these first hominids arrived in Iberia, the Pyrenees were still periodically choked with glaciers, the Mediterranean Sea had not yet fully stabilized into its modern coastline, and the island of Great Britain was still physically attached to the European continent. The animals they encountered included the saber-toothed cat, the giant deer with antlers spanning 12 feet, and the Etruscan bear, a massive omnivore that would have made a grizzly look tame. This was a Pleistocene world of violent swings between bitter cold and mild interglacials, a world that demanded every ounce of ingenuity and physical toughness its inhabitants could muster. The identity of these first arrivals has been the subject of fierce and fascinating debate. For decades, the scientific consensus pointed to Homo antecessor, a species first identified precisely at Arapuerca in the 1990s by the Spanish paleoanthropologists José María Bermúdez de Castro, Juan Luis Arzuaga, and Yurold Carbonell. Their discovery, announced in 1997 in the journal Science, sent shockwaves through the field. The fossil remains, teeth, jaw fragments, skull pieces, and limb bones from at least six individuals, dated to roughly 800,000 BCE and displayed a curious mix of traits. The face, particularly the maxilla and the dental arcade, looked almost modern, bearing a striking resemblance to our own species, Homo sapiens. Yet the brow ridges were more robust, the brain case significantly smaller, and other skeletal features pointed to a more primitive lineage. Bermúdez de Castro and his team proposed that Homo antecessor might be the last common ancestor of both Neanderthals, Homo neanderthalensis, and modern humans, a bold claim that remains contested but has not been disproven. However, the story does not begin at 800,000 BCE. It begins even earlier. Excavations at the Cima del Elefante, Pit of the Elephant, another cavity in the Arapuerca complex, yielded in 2007 a discovery that rewrote the timeline. A flint flake, stone tools, and a single jawbone fragment with a tooth still attached were dated to 1.2 million years ago. This hominid, tentatively classified as *Homo sp*, species undetermined, is currently the oldest confirmed human presence in Western Europe. The jawbone is small, the tooth worn in a pattern suggesting a diet of tough, fibrous foods, and the toolmaking is simple but intentional, sharp-edged flakes struck from quartzite and flint cores. These were not apes using sticks. These were beings who understood the fracture mechanics of stone, who could plan ahead to carry a tool from one campsite to another, and who possessed a cognitive capacity that, while far from ours, was recognizably human. Who were they, these ghost people of the deep Pleistocene? Some researchers argue they may represent a very early form of Homo erectus, the species that first left Africa nearly 2 million years ago and spread across Asia. Others see affinities with Homo georgicus, remains found in Manisei in the Republic of Georgia dating to 1.8 million years ago, which represent the earliest hominids outside Africa. The Manisei specimens are small-brained, short-statured, and possessed of primitive anatomy, yet they made it to the doorstep of Europe.